opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to Our Urban Story. Today we have my co-host, who is
BB Diamond. Hello, everyone.
And we want to welcome you on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Let me start off by giving you the call-in number, 973-925-4559, just in case we forget to do it later on, because we are going to be on a roll. Right, Ms. Diamond?
I think so.
Yes. So what do you want to start off with, Ms. Diamond, to inform our listeners of?
Well, your books have begun being shipped around the country.
That's correct.
Presumably around the world, wherever anyone has ordered, through Amazon.com or any other online book service. So why don't you tell us how you feel about that?
Well, I feel wonderful. And as a matter of fact, my friend in Massachusetts, Dennis, he sent me a picture of him of himself with two of the books. And I mean, I'm so happy and I'm so thankful. And then I have my daughter in Atlanta. She said that she received her book. And then I have someone in Florida. Like, she's like a daughter to me. She also sent me a copy of her book. Let me remind some of you who haven't picked up a copy of it yet, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by yours truly, Barbara from Harlem. So please join in. Let's make this book a bestseller, because I think you're going to find it very interesting, and every word of it is absolutely true. I have been a victim of racism. I have been a victim, a real victim. But I have not let it turn my heart toward hating people who are not responsible for some of the disappointments I've had in life. And I think that that is really wrong. What do you say about that, Ms. Diamond?
Well, absolutely. And I think your book puts a lot of that into perspective, and it helps people to understand why so many black people just automatically vote for Democrats, because, you know, that's been the culture within the African-American community, believing that the Republicans only care about rich people, which is false, and Democrats only, you know, they care about the poor, the black community particularly, which is not really true. I'm sure some do. But to make that as the pivot point where so black people will constantly stay under the thumb of the Democratic Party is just wrong. So I think your book helps to break through a lot of that. It helps demystify why so many African Americans vote in lockstep with the Democratic Party in spite of our differences with the policy that run counter to our Christian values. So I'm glad your book has shipped.
Yes, I am too.
And more will be shipped. We want more people to order online. They are not available in bookstores at this point, but you can go to Walmart.com, Amazon.com, Books A Million,
yes,
and different online bookstores.
Simon and Schuster.
I believe it's going to be a bestseller.
Yes.
And we just have to get it out there. You know, in the Northeast today, on Saturday, May 19th, 2018, it is rainy. It's been raining pretty much all week, and will continue to rain as we go into the next week. But it's still been an interesting and beautiful week in some respects. We had the opening of the United States Embassy in Jerusalem on Monday, May 14th. Now, I originally thought it was going to open on Tuesday, but it opened on Monday, May 14th. And a spectacular event. But at the same time, you have people on Monday who deliberately tried to besmirch the event, primarily Hamas, by sending Palestinian Arabs, youths, and mothers and others to the border with Israel to try to start a riot or whatever. As a result, the Israeli Defense Forces defending the state of Israel had to kill at least 40 to 50 Gazans.
Yes.
And the media has tried to paint it as if it's Israel's fault and trying to say, well, why should Ivanka and Jared Kushner be celebrating the opening of the U.S. embassy while Palestinians are being killed? But from my perspective and from the perspective of what's factually accurate, they provoked Israel. Israel has a right just like any other country, to defend itself. And shame on the Palestinian Arabs, shame on the media, shame on the United Nations for trying to make Israel look guilty for defending itself.
Shame on all of those liars. And the bottom line, they know that the ideology that these Palestinian Arabs believe contains a section of martyrdom. Mm-hmm. They want to make martyrs, even out of babies.
Right.
Women, mm-hmm. girls, anybody is right. available for the martyrdom
exactly.
ranks.
Martyrdom. Right.
And, I mean, that's the whole thing. It's an ideology of death. You know, like yeah. they showed a baby that was killed. Mm-hmm. Why would you, as a mother who loves her child, yeah. even take a baby mm-hmm. into such an arena as that?
Exactly.
Where they're right. burning tires, throwing right. bottles, etc., unless right. mm-hmm. you wanted to sacrifice your baby.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For the sake of trying to make Israel look bad.
Exactly, exactly.
And that's all this is about.
Right.
And as far as our major media outlets, mm-hmm. I heard a report many, many years ago that it said 85 to 95% of those in the mainstream media are liberals.
Mm.
So they're always going to paint Israel as the problem.
Right, exactly.
Regardless of the fact that right. Israel has been in that land for centuries, long exactly. before Muhammad started mm-hmm. his religion.
Right, exactly.
Period. Mm-hmm. Now, you said the dome that they built, what was that dome again? I'm sorry.
Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Al-Aqsa Mosque was built over Jewish artifacts. So that means the Jews had to be there first.
Exactly.
For you to build something on top of it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody out there who maybe has a little tinge of, well, you know, the Israelis are this, think about that. Think about these Palestinian Arabs.
Right.
That are the interlopers, right. are the occupiers of right. land. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that the Jews occupied before right. the 7th century ideology of Islam was created by Muhammad.
Exactly. You know, that's a good point, Barbara. And part of the issue, I think, you and I were talking about this, is that I don't think the average Muslim in the Middle East and maybe the Far East or in Africa, I could be mistaken, but the average Muslim doesn't really own a Bible. Maybe Muslim leaders do. So if you don't know the Bible is also a history book, which tells you that Jews have been in that part of the world for thousands of years. Jerusalem is mentioned in the Bible over 600 times. It's
okay.
not mentioned once in the Quran. So, but if you don't know that as a Palestinian Muslim, you would think that Jews just showed up in 1948. But to your point, if Palestinian Arabs know that the Al-Aqsa Mosque or Al-Sharif
is built upon,
was built reportedly upon or on the Second Temple, which was built by Jews, and they had to have some common sense to say, well, maybe Jews were here if we built that on top of that. So your point is well taken, but what they've tried to do is usurp Jewish history. I heard that the Palestinian Authority wants the UNESCO, which is a committee within the United Nations, a cultural committee, to recognize that the Palestinian Authority has ownership, if you will, over the Dead Sea Scrolls. I mean, you're trying to usurp or take over Jewish history, and that is not acceptable.
Well, unfortunately, it's a religion that was made up by a man.
Mm.
And it has many, 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 many flaws.
Mm.
And also, we don't know the surah right now offhand, but right. it says in it, because, you know, we've done a lot of yeah. intense reading of the Quran, because I have one that's from Saudi Arabia,
right.
and
right.
I have quite a few of them. That no one has a right to worship anyone other than Allah. That's the problem. The Jews don't worship Allah.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're always going to be against them.
Right.
Try to find a problem with them.
Right.
Try to paint them as the villains.
Exactly.
And history is on the Jewish side.
Absolutely.
They hate the God that the Jews worship. They hate the God that Christians worship, because it's the same God.
Absolutely.
But we, in Christianity, we know that Jesus was God also.
Mm-hmm.
And we accept that fact.
Right, right, right.
But they hate that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a war of gods.
Right, exactly. And in the Middle East, the focus is on Jews, but it's also in Egypt on Coptic Christians have been attacked
by Muslims. That's correct.
So the people of the book, as we are described the Quran, we are described as people of the book, Jews and Christians.
Yes.
We are under attack by Muslims. It's a religious war. It's a war of gods, if you will. But the God of Islam is a little G God.
Yes, it is.
I know that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
And there's no comparison.
And living God.
And there's no comparison between the gods because God has no equal, no opposite, etc. Because he is the creator of all.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a sad ideology where it's darkness.
Right.
I don't think those people are very happy living like that, but they don't know any other way of life.
And really, honestly, if you have Palestinians who are trying to break away from the violence, they could get ostracized, beaten up.
They can be killed. They can be killed.
Because that is that culture. So they'll take their babies
to
the border.
That's correct.
They started this conflagration with Israel. Israel has a right, like any other nation, to defend itself. And I thank God for Nikki Haley.
Oh, yes, I love her.
Our ambassador to the United Nations to say Israel has a right to defend itself, and it's the Hamas is responsible for the deaths of those 50 Palestinian Arabs.
And what's so wonderful, and we should definitely celebrate other presidents, such as Bill Clinton, George Bush, mm-hmm. Barack Hussein Obama, what is his name?
You got it. Uh-huh.
I did, right. Were too afraid to move the United States Embassy to Jerusalem.
Absolutely.
And now we have someone who is not a politician.
Right.
Who was elected by we the people.
Right.
Who has the courage.
Right.
And the strength and the fortitude mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. to do what is right.
Absolutely. This was historic. May 14th,
yes, it was.
2018 will go down in history.
Of course.
It was historic. I didn't like the fact that Mitt Romney had to put his nose in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Say, accusing Robert Jeffries of being a bigot, trying to mar the event. This, you know, Robert Jeffries may have made statements in the past that he now regrets. Because no learned or knowledgeable person of God, woman or man of God, would just flat out say Jews are going to hell. Because that is not biblically scriptural. Because the Bible says in Revelation 7, there will be a remnant
From each of the 12 tribes. But also, I think he mentioned Mormonism, he mentioned other religions, and they are not of God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Mitt Romney needs to get his soul in order.
Right. But just the fact that Mitt Romney would take time out to try to put something negative on the event of the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, I really didn't appreciate that.
Well, you know, it shows you that even you can be rich as you want to be, but if that void in your life is not filled up with God, you're still a miserable person.
Right.
Look at what he said about our president mm-hmm. and then had nerve enough to meet with him two times after Donald Trump was elected.
Exactly.
Now he has to come out and say something about, you know, Pastor Jeffries.
Right.
You know, it's not his business and it's not his place. And I think didn't someone make some remarks about John Hagee?
Right. Well, I think so. But they're always going to do that. But John Hagee has been out on the forefront.
On the forefront fighting for Jews and Christians coming together, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Exactly.
And he's a very learned man. And if they were just doomed to hell, I don't think he would be tied to them. But without Judaism, there would be no Christianity.
I think that it's extremely important that people understand that and know that.
Absolutely. That's why I do wear a cross, but I also wear Star of David. Mm. And sometimes I'm asked, why do I do that? Right. And I tell them that, you know, the root is Judaism.
Absolutely.
Christianity is an offshoot of that. And you know what? This is another point that needs to be made very clear. You know, we have some Americans who don't support Jerusalem.
Mm.
But do they understand if Jerusalem is destroyed and if you call yourself a Christian, that's the end of Christianity in a sense.
Exactly.
Because Judaism is the root.
Judaism is the root of
Absolutely.
Christianity.
Absolutely.
The founder, if you will, of Christianity was a Jew.
Absolutely.
And Jesus was a Jew.
That's right. The first Christians were Jewish.
Absolutely.
Read Paul, we read Peter, all of those were Jews.
Absolutely.
God used them, and that's why the Jewish people are hated so tremendously.
Exactly.
Because God said, I will be your God, and you will be my people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's a special place to be.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I want to bring up very quickly, Barbara, if you don't mind. There was a school district in West Virginia that wanted to teach their children or the children their calligraphy. So they wanted them to write out in Arabic, there is only one God, Allah is a name, something like that. And one of the parents stopped it.
Good.
Said this is ridiculous, because it's not like they're teaching them Arabic with, you know, hello, my name is Susan, but they were literally having these children, they claimed, they put it on the cover of learning calligraphy, but they were doing what they call the Shahada in Islam, saying there's only one God and his name is
that
Allah.
That is absolutely wrong.
I'm glad that parent stopped it, because he said, you know, that's basically, he called them out on that calligraphy bit, because the calligraphy was invented in China 3,000 years before Muhammad.
You know, I'm just so sick and tired of some of these teachers who have a captive audience trying to push their agenda on our children. That belongs over there in the Middle East, and that teacher should be over there.
Right.
We don't worship Allah here, basically. If anyone wants to, that's their business. But our school children should not be forced to worship a God that says, go out and kill.
Basically, yep. Yep.
Go out and kill,
yes.
And then you'll get a more sex from virgins.
Exactly. True.
Now, I don't know what they offer the women and the little
right.
children.
Right. Exactly.
But that is a sad religion to be a part of.
It is.
And that teacher should be fired. Mm-hmm. Or demote it, whatever can happen.
Well, the school district approved that material being that way. So it's really more on the school district.
Well, the school district needs to be careful of the liberals that are sitting on the board.
Absolutely.
And when you get ready to vote, you need to vote for people to be on that school board. You need to try to do diligence.
Absolutely.
Because liberals will destroy America.
They'll try.
And they will, and they have been trying. Mm. And they have made inroads into our educational system as far as even elementary school children.
Mm.
So I applaud that parent for being wise enough and to speak up and
right.
strong enough
right.
to speak up against something like that. If that teacher wants to teach that, let them go over to the Middle East.
Got it. All right, darling.
Period.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Yes. Good news that Melania is out of the hospital. She had some kind of kidney problem, but she's back at the White House.
Good.
And so we're glad to hear that. In addition to that, the U.S. Senate on Thursday confirmed Gina Haspel as the director of the CIA. This is the first time a woman has been named as director. She's a 61-year-old woman, and she's a Russia specialist. She spent her career in service to America.
Okay.
So we're very happy about that. They got through the Democrats. I think they had one or two Democrats, and I think they had two Republicans, and I couldn't find the names of those who did not vote to confirm her.
Wow. Okay.
But that's very
awesome.
Good news.
Awesome.
And bad news is Boko Haram jihadists in Nigeria have reportedly resorted to using frail-looking senior men as terrorists.
Wow.
Now, if anyone says that this is a religion of peace, you know, they really need to have their head examined.
It's true. It's true. It's true.
Peace. They're using elderly-looking men as suicide bombers.
Wow. In Nigeria, right?
That's correct.
Wow.
You know, I mean, this is horrible. And this is aside. I got this from Breitbart.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from using women and children, the terrorists are now engaging the aged in suicide bombing as witnessed in the recent incident. You know, it's not a religion of peace. It's a religion of darkness, death, and murder.
Right, 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 right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, you know, that's very bad news. That's right.
I just think that, and I know that Islam needs to be reformed. Islam is well overdue for reformation, whether it's in Africa, the Middle East, all over the world. There just seems to be chaos, murder, blood. I mean, it's just a bloodthirsty.
Yes.
Honestly, I mean, if I were not a Christian, let's say I were agnostic, Islam strikes me as a bloodthirsty religion. Let me just say
Well, it is. Well, it is. As I said, I don't know if I have it in a book or not. You know, I was in a class with a black woman who had converted to Islam, and she was very upset. I was reading my paper, Death by Deliberate Design, and I wrote about Al-Qaeda, its beginnings, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, you know, 9/11, that was Death by Deliberate Design. Mm. And she got very irritated with me, and she said something sarcastic. And I told her, I said, well, some people are worshiping the devil, and they don't even know it.
Wow.
That kind of shut her down.
Really?
And I just said that to shut her up. But, you know, the older I get, the more I believe that those words were really words of wisdom.
Yeah. I mean, they're sacrificing children.
Children.
Men, women, pregnant women. They don't care. It's about being bloodthirsty, causing death. It's a religion based on hatred. I don't care how many stories you find of when Muslims try to quote of beautiful this or beautiful that. It's supposed to be. You have stories in there that says smite the necks of the non-believers.
Absolutely.
It's written in present tense form. And I say that because that is very, very important to understand why it inspires so much violence.
Present day violence. Yes. You know, they want to compare Islam with Christianity, and there's no comparison. Though, you know, when God told them to clean out the town and all that, that was for a reason, because he didn't want them mingling with pagans.
Right.
You know, to keep them pure and all of that.
Right, exactly.
So there's no comparison. Okay, moving on. The liberal media is very upset because our president, Donald John Trump, referred to MS-13 gang members as animals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not nice, is it? Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I don't even think that they qualify to be compared to animals.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Because animals don't do to one another what these gang members have done to people. On Breitbart, I was able to get a little list of some of the things that they've done. MS-13 pimp ordered baseball bat beating of underage prostitute, forcing an underage girl into prostitution, and ordered someone to beat her with a bat. MS-13 gang beheaded a victim, cut out his heart. This is according to the Maryland police. Oh, wow. A gang of 10 MS-13 members brutally murdered a Maryland man by stabbing him more than 100 times. Okay, another item. MS-13 gang members beat Maryland woman to death. MS-13 gang members beat, stab New York teen girls to death. And one young lady who killed... Okay, let me just read this. Some 13 MS-13 gang members, 10 being illegal immigrants, were indicted for murder charges against Nisa Mickens and Carla Cuveras, as well as 5 other individuals who were allegedly murdered by the criminal organization. One of the gang members yelled out, "See you in hell," you know, told a victim. 4 New York teens brutally beaten to death by MS-13 gang members. Woman laughed at his murder. Victim was stabbed 153 times. I think that's probably enough, but they had a list of about, 11 items. So I think that I call them godless heathens. I think calling them animals is too good for them. And if the liberal press doesn't like it, too bad. See you after the break. Stay with us.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. 571. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, DDVRadio.com.
And here we are again, back with our urban story. Miss Diamond, you said that you wanted to mention the royal wedding that took place.
Yeah, yes, congratulations to Prince Harry and his new bride. I think her name is Meghan Markle. We wish them all the best.
All the best.
I remember, it was 1982, I believe it was, when Prince Charles married Lady Diana.
Yes.
That was a huge royal wedding. I think it was broadcast around the world.
I watched that one.
Yeah, I watched that one too. I think we had to get up early in the morning because of the time difference. So that was many, many years ago. So again, congratulations to the prince and his new princess, Meghan. We wish them all the best.
Godspeed. All of the best. Amen. Amen.
And I believe some people made events out of it. They've invited their friends over. They had, you know, watched it on television, had breakfast, group breakfasts, whatever, watching the royal wedding.
So, yes, I heard, you know, my other daughter called and said that she watched it and she thought it was just beautiful, fabulous. She saw the mother, and the father couldn't make it because he was scheduled to have heart surgery.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But at any rate, she said it was a beautiful, beautiful event, and all the best to both of them.
Amen.
Okay, so we talked about the MS-13 gangs and how the remarks from our president that they're like animals, and I think that they're worse than animals.
You're probably right. I think, I know you're absolutely
right. You know, when people say, yo, you act like an animal. No, animals don't act like that. Yes, they have to survive, but they don't torture people. They don't laugh when they're, you know, doing something as vile as these people are doing.
True.
So, you know,
they're worse than animals.
They're worse than animals.
Yes.
Another thing, unfortunately, we had another shooting.
Yeah.
At a school. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. Unfortunately, sadly, yes. We had a shooting in Santa Fe, Texas.
Yes.
I believe this is 17-year-old murdered 10 people.
10, yeah.
You know, and the immediate cries from the liberal media and others and from Hollywood is to disarm citizens.
Law-abiding
citizens. That's not going to protect our children, as Senator Rand Paul of Texas has said.
Yes.
And actually what happens is the murderers, they pick out the soft targets.
And this is a soft target.
No one's going to be armed. They know no one's going to shoot back at them.
Right.
So they select these targets deliberately and go on with the weapons because they know they have an advantage.
Yes. And the bottom line, you're absolutely right. The Santa Fe High School in Texas makes it clear that no firearms, imitation firearms, BB guns, or ammunition is allowed on campus.
Wow.
Let me just read this from the Substitute Teacher Handbook, which says employees, visitors, and students, including those with a license to carry a handgun, are prohibited from bringing firearms, illegal knives, or other weapons onto school premises or any grounds or building where a school-sponsored activity takes place.
Mm.
You know, I mean, this was a soft target.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Senator Rand Paul says it's time to say we're not going to leave our children defenseless.
Exactly.
He also said shooters aren't shooting up the sheriff's office. They go where there is no, hear me good, no self-defense.
Absolutely.
And the Texas Attorney General has said disarming laws, abiding citizens don't actually protect our children.
Right.
The bottom line is we have a Second Amendment not only to protect us from the government, but also to protect us from shooters like this. This was a very soft target. He knew that everyone would be unarmed, and that's where they go to do their damage. In my book, the first chapter is about a shootout that if I didn't have my gun, only God knows what would have happened.
Mm.
I feel my brother would have died on the spot that day.
Wow.
If I didn't have my gun, a legal gun, that even after I was shot, I had to run and go get to keep the bad guy from shooting my brother again.
Wow.
Yes, I was shot also. And you can get the full story in the book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. And this guy happened to be a member of the KKK.
Mm, wow. Very powerful, Barbara.
Yes.
Look, I know it's easy to say that we need more gun control. But as we have said and others have said countless times, Chicago is exhibit A that gun control really does not work.
Can I just say one thing? We need more parents who are aware and careful also. Because he got weapons that were his father's.
Mm.
Now, that father should have, you said something was on Instagram.
Right. He was posting things on Instagram, on Facebook about, you know, an iron cross, a Nazi symbol, something that symbolizes the Church of Satan.
These were warning signals.
Yes.
And if you don't have parents who are on their jobs.
That's right.
Watching their children.
Yep.
talking to their children.
That's true.
Finding out what's, or trying to find out what's going on in their head and making sure, even if they seem to be, you know, fine and all that, making sure that they can't have access to your legally obtained weapons.
True.
That those weapons were licensed to the father.
Right. Mm.
What are these parents doing?
That's right. That's true.
You see, these lives may have been saved if the father was a little more on the job.
Right. Right.
It's not all about making money.
Right.
It's about staying in contact with your child, observing your child,
mm-hmm.
getting your child help when you notice that there's something going on, and you should notice it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is what happens when we have negligent parents.
I think you're right. And in the case of Nicholas Cruz out in Parkland, Florida, very troubled teenager.
Yes.
They went soft on him in part. Law enforcement went soft on him in part because of a program instituted by the Obama administration.
Right on.
Nicholas Cruz was very troubled. His mother was sick, so I guess she wasn't zeroed in. Although the police were called over 30 times to their home. So it really starts, I think the root cause of this is the home, quite frankly.
Absolutely.
The result, the symptom,
yes,
or the manifestation of the broken home are the shootings, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So if your son is posting stuff on Instagram showing Nazi
yes.
symbols, symbols of the Church of Satan, you have to say, what the hell is going on? And monitor
Absolutely.
What your children are doing on social media.
And get them some help.
Get them
quickly.
Some help. Exactly.
That's right.
Get involved.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And now we have 10 people murdered in Texas.
Needlessly. That's right.
But the answer is not more gun control. I wish it were that simple.
And you know, somebody in Hollywood just said that prayer is not enough.
You know, what we tend to say, like the president says, let's pray for the victims.
Yes.
But you know, some celebrities in Hollywood were saying your prayers don't mean anything. Because they're frustrated, as we all are, about the shootings. But again, trying to dampen or take away our Second Amendment rights will not protect our children.
Well, when he says, what did he say? The prayers don't what?
Whatever. Basically, prayers don't work.
But prayers don't work. He probably doesn't even believe in God. But if we believe more in God and return God to the public square, we'd have more homes.
Intact.
We're intact, strong homes. Producing stronger children,
Absolutely.
More balanced children.
Absolutely.
Let's bring God back into the public square. Let's honor him. Let's honor marriage.
Absolutely.
People, usually the people, a lot of people in Hollywood, think that they're gods. You know, they're idolized by a lot of people, and that makes them think that they're super special.
Mm-hmm.
And these same Hollywood people make all of these violent, they don't even make any sense,
mm-hmm.
pictures, because I see the advertisements on television.
Mm.
Things are blowing up and exploding,
mm-hmm.
and people are kissing and getting ready to make love in the midst of all of that.
Mm.
That just shows how stupid they are, but we have been supporting them, and we need to take stock on what we support.
That's true. Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to step back and go back to the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem.
Oh, yes.
And a great delegation there. No Democrats showed
no
up.
No Democrats showed up.
When they had a party and the, Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., to the best of my knowledge, no Democrats showed up. So the Jews who are in lockstep with the Democratic Party, as many blacks are, as most blacks are, they really need to take a second look at the Democratic Party.
They should have taken a second look when the Democrats had that convention, Democratic National Convention. They didn't want the word God mentioned. They didn't want to mention that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel.
Exactly.
It's the capital of Israel, and was another thing they didn't want mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if church-going black people who flock to the Democratic Party and others
right.
who are dedicated, they should have taken stock then.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm a registered Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't vote for Democrats
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because I believe in God.
Mm.
And I believe in how God defined marriage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't believe any man, any woman has a right to change it, because mm-hmm. that is rebelling against God. And I can't serve God
mm-hmm.
and serve man too.
Absolutely.
So I make my choice. Just like my book,
mm-hmm.
my guides, my God, my country, and my conscience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My God, I'm going to honor him. My country, I love America. And my conscience, I want to have a good conscience, and I don't want my conscience to become seared because I want to please man more than I want to please God.
Amen. I also want to bring up the country of Turkey.
Yes.
In this whole context, because the president of Turkey, quote unquote president, who's really a dictator, Erdogan, you know, is talking about the Muslim nations should come together and take Jerusalem back and all this other stuff. What Turkey doesn't realize is that it's an ancient country, yes, but it doesn't realize or doesn't acknowledge that it cannot defeat Israel and most certainly cannot defeat the United States. And all that Erdogan is fueling, and maybe it's, again, it's a part of the Muslim culture, is that anti-Semitism.
That's what it is.
It's driving them way too much. They're so focused on hating Israel that they're spending less time on building up and making their countries better and providing more freedom and opportunities for their own citizens. But Erdogan, who's trying to be a strong man in this, he needs to understand that Israel could wipe out Istanbul, their capital, within minutes. So, you know, this talk about conquering Jerusalem and Muslim nations should come together, that's just a fantasy. They, nor the Palestinians, nor any other Muslim country, nation, or people will conquer Israel, and they will not conquer Jerusalem.
Well, you know, they're anti-Judaism and anti-Christianity. Right. If they felt that they could conquer Jerusalem, I mean Israel, mm-hmm. then that would be the end of Christianity.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, because Christianity is built on Judaism.
Absolutely.
The Old Testament is totally about God's relationship with his children,
yes.
the children of Israel.
Absolutely.
And it's one book.
Yep.
But in Revelation, like you said, it's mentioned about the 12 tribes.
Yes, the remnant.
So the remnant
right.
will be saved.
Absolutely.
So that's the whole motive behind this. You know
you're saying something very
yes.
important
okay.
here, very deep. I didn't realize. I mean, you've said it before.
Yes.
But go ahead and finish your
it's
thought.
It's a bigger motive.
Yes. Yes.
It's a bigger motive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They know that they can't do anything. They're a little speck. Mm. They can't come against America. But, you know, he's trying to get them, if they can kill this root.
Mm.
It's an obsession with these people.
Ah,
just like in the beginning.
That's a great point.
It was an obsession
mm.
with Satan. What was his name before he was kicked out of heaven? Not Lucifer.
I don't know.
Well, he was one of the most cherished angels, mm-hmm. but his pride and his arrogance, he wanted to be as God and he wanted to be worshipped.
Mm. Okay.
And these people want to put their ideology on top of everyone. They want to conquer everyone.
Hmm.
That's
a good point. God forbid that they do that. But that's
they're not going to do it.
That's a very good point. Let's stop there for a moment because I think
okay.
I want to absorb that a little bit.
Okay, darling.
So if I understand you, Barbara, what you're saying is they know, like Iran knows, they can't defeat the United States.
Right.
Turkey knows they wouldn't even
Absolutely.
Look at the United States to try to do anything. So what they do is they focus on Israel because Israel represents the root.
The root.
Like Paul wrote, I believe, in Romans 10 or 11,
mm-hmm.
we are the branches.
That's true.
They're the root, right? So if they could, God forbid, the enemies of the true and living God, the God of
That's
Abraham,
correct.
Isaac, and Jacob.
That's the
who said that if you can count the grains of sand, I believe it's in Jeremiah 30 or 31 or 32.
Right.
If you can break my covenant with the day and the night, then and only then can you break my covenant with the children of Israel. So the thought is, if I understand you correctly, Iran and others who are the enemies
yes.
of the people of the book, if they could, God forbid, destroy Israel,
yes.
they could undermine
Everything.
This whole thing, the
Everything.
Judaism, the Christianity, the Bible. And that
Absolutely.
Would make Islam, God forbid, look
Absolutely.
Supreme and authentic.
Wow. Why do they keep fighting and all that? They want to conquer the world. What was Hitler's idea?
Yeah.
You know, I like Pinky and the Brain
mm-hmm.
because all the brain does is talk about how
for people who don't know Pinky and the Brain are what was that?
What are they? They're little cartoon characters.
Mm-hmm.
It's a what is it? A mouse?
Yeah.
A mouse and a rat. Or a rat, two rats. Mm-hmm. And all he talks about is conquering the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you see, these people, these dictators, why did Hitler, you know, invade Poland and those places?
That's right. That's right.
This is what goes through their head. They think they're gods.
Mm.
You know, and whatever they say and whatever they want to do, they don't want to answer to anyone.
Mm.
the Caesars of years ago. What did they think they were, gods?
Right, right, right.
So it's the same thing. There's nothing new under the sun.
Mm.
And they have this obsession against Israel because they are the chosen ones. That's why Hitler hated them so much.
Let's step back there because I think, again, you've tapped into something. Because none of the dictators, the atheists, the agnostics, from Karl Marx to others throughout history, can dethrone God.
That's correct.
Why? So someone said, and I saw it on Facebook, that the Bible is like an anvil, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it has worn out so many hammers. In other words, the hammers of evil, of socialism, Satan, the dictators, Islam, Buddhists,
right,
Hinduism, they've hammered at the Bible
all the time.
But it's like an anvil. The hammer breaks, but the anvil is still there. The Bible is still there. They can't defeat this darn Bible.
That's what it is.
It frustrates them. It's an obstacle for them because they believe that their ideology should be superior.
Right.
So they figure, if I kill Jews,
absolutely,
who are represented very clearly in the Bible,
absolutely,
God has a special relationship with them.
Right.
We the church have not replaced Israel. Let's establish that.
We have not
that.
Done that.
That is we've not replaced Israel.
And that's false teaching that's going around in some of the churches.
False ideology. God deals
yes.
with the Jews from Genesis, literally from Genesis to the book of Revelation. Please read Revelation 7.
Right.
So your point is well taken. If I can harm Israel,
that's what it is.
If I can destroy these Jewish people, then I can undermine this Bible that just won't go away.
That's what the problem is. Mm. And you see, that Bible predates their religion.
Absolutely.
When I spoke at Fordham University once, and I think I told you that there was the dean of the Muslim students, and there were a lot of Muslims, and he tried to engage me in, you know, a little debate, whatever. And like I told him, I said, the Bible predates the Quran by centuries. And you know what? He became very silent.
Wow.
That was the end of that discussion.
Mm.
He was going to, you know, lead the rebuke of what I was saying. It was on a Martin Luther King's birthday. But once I said that, all of his fire, his flame, and his fuel just dissipated. Because it does predate the Quran. And before he was kicked out of heaven, his name was Lucifer.
Okay, right. Thank you for clarifying that and
yes.
confirming that.
Yes.
That's a good point because
yes.
Muslims are taught that the Quran is a book of perfection.
No, it's, yes.
There are no prophecies in the Quran. There are no battles that I'm aware of that we can test the Quran to see if it's accurate, right?
Right.
That is not the Quran. Whereas with the Bible, there are prophecies in the Bible. There are places in the Bible. There are battles in the Bible. There are artifacts like Noah's Ark. So if you take this information that's in the Bible, whether it's in the Old Testament or New Testament, and you can test it, you can verify. Okay, they say there's a Noah's Ark. There's a Mount of, you know, Mount where Moses was. Mount Sinai.
Yes.
Different areas, different people
and
in the Bible. Mount Aramak. I think
yes.
you're right.
Yes.
So there are different things in the Bible, people, places, battles, artifacts.
It's historical.
Test.
It's historical.
The Bible is a historical book, a document.
Absolutely.
That no reputable scholar has been able, to the best of my knowledge,
right.
to refute. So
that's
we're
right.
bringing all this up because we want to put all of this into context with regard to calling Israel interlopers and calling them, you know, the Muslims will be celebrating. They're in the midst of celebrating Ramadan now.
Yes.
Ramadan is their holiday, which is very deadly to those who are non-Muslims, particularly in countries where Christians and Jews are vulnerable in the Middle East and in Asia. We're bringing this up because Palestinian Arabs have this thought in their head. They have a day they call Nakba. Nakba is called the Day of Disaster when the British government said this land, this Palestine belongs to the Jews, and they
it does belong to them.
The whole construct of Palestinian is not exclusively for Arabs or Muslims. Anyone who lived in that area was called a Palestinian.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Barbara, your thoughts.
Absolutely. You know, when they call the Jewish people interlopers and occupiers, that's exactly what they are and who they are.
Who they are, the Muslims
are. Palestinians are.
Right.
are. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Because they're Arabs. Mm-hmm. and they the Bible puts Jewish people in that land long before the 70 years that they've been back in Jerusalem.
Absolutely. Let me just clarify something. Arabs are also an ancient people.
Well, that's
when
correct.
When Nehemiah was building the wall, read Nehemiah.
That's true.
One of his agitators, as he was building the wall in Jerusalem, one of his agitators was an Arab. Okay?
Absolutely.
So the Arab people are ancient. Islam.
It goes back to Abraham.
But Islam is not really ancient in a sense.
No, it's not.
And the whole Palestinian thing, that was really made up in the 1960s, if you will, with the Palestine Liberation Organization and Yasser Arafat. Because there's no distinct ethnic group called Palestinians.
None.
It's like you and I live in New York. You can be Chinese, British, whatever. We're New Yorkers. That is not a distinct ethnic group.
No, it's not. But that goes all the way back to Abraham. Abraham and Sarah and Hagar. When, you know, he slept with the handmaiden. That's where that started. That's why you'll hear a lot of Muslims even say Abraham is their father.
Right.
Period.
And to a certain extent, some of them may be correct because of Ishmael.
That's correct.
But Islam, I don't consider...
He was the illegitimate son of Abraham.
I don't consider Islam, I know Muslims do, and others may do this as well. I don't know if Ishmael has any connection to Muhammad. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So I understand
Arabs have a connection through Ishmael, if you will, but I don't know if Muslims do overall, because there is no direct lineage between Ishmael and the founder of Islam.
Well, I think that's how they get their identity.
Right.
But we don't have any proof of anything. That's the only thing we know is that, you know, Abraham slept with his handmaiden Sarah and boom, this, you know, that son, he was not the son of promise.
No, it was Isaac.
And so the fight started way back.
Yes.
It started way back. About Nehemiah and all of that, it started way back.
The walls of Jerusalem were broken.
Right.
And Nehemiah went to rebuild that wall in Jerusalem thousands of years ago.
Absolutely correct.
And even then, the Jews were persecuted for trying to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. But again, if you're a Muslim, you don't know the Bible, you would think they showed up in 1948 and this whole state of Israel just
started. That could be because that's what they're taught.
Right.
That's what they're taught. And their resources are very limited. That's what's so beautiful about America. We're not monitored as to what we watch, where we go, what we listen to, et cetera, et cetera. That's why people try to get here, because they want these freedoms and these liberties. And it's up to us Americans and, you know, those who have immigrated here legally and are now American citizens to stand up for what's right for our country. Because we don't want to lose our freedoms and our liberties. And if we let these liberals, these secular humanists, get into these positions of power, they want to confiscate our guns. They want to regulate how much water is in our toilets. They want to control what kind of light bulbs we use, how hot or how cold we keep our homes. And as long as we can pay the electric bill, it's not their business.
Exactly.
I don't think. You know, we're not going to exploit anything. And all of us want clean water.
Absolutely.
So we have to be mindful of who we're putting into office, because it can be dangerous for the future of this country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're about 2 minutes away from closing out today's show. I will not be here next week. I will be in the big, great city of Los Angeles, California. And I will be taking some of your materials with me as we spread.
Will you call in?
I will attempt to call in next week.
Okay.
To the show so that we can spend some time together on air.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot. That's right. You won't be here next week. Okay. Well, you know, just have a safe trip. And I want y'all to lift her up in prayer. That she'll have a safe trip there and be safe, you know, when she returns. Because, unfortunately, there was a Cuban plane that crashed, you know. And after, you know, the takeoff in Havana, I think there may have been like three I'm not sure if it was three survivors or whatever, wow. But that's sad. That's always sad. You know, we may not know the people, and right. but we're part of the human race.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I'm just
and
so happy.
A school bus crash in New Jersey, but I don't think anyone got killed.
Amen. Amen. We want to bring you some good news, but we're happy about the royal wedding. And don't forget to go out there and get Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by yours truly, Barbara from Harlem. Goodbye. Until next week. This is our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.